Well, we were talking about Vic Fangio discussing N'Kobe Dean. We got a former Bulldog here. Of course, our listeners really like that, too. So he is the starting linebacker, correct?
That is correct. N'Kobe won the job fair and square.
Hey, Mike, when I look at Jalen Hurts, you know, his first three seasons and 34 starts, he was phenomenal. 44 touchdowns, 20 interceptions. And then you look over his last 18 starts, the number is the touchdown number is still good at 25, but the interception number has risen to 17 and 18 starts in the regular season. What has changed for Jalen Hurts with this turnover issue that suddenly come out of nowhere?
Yeah, I think we all feel like it's come out of nowhere because he played a lot of really good ball before that. But I just think when I go back and I look at last season, I just don't feel like this team was properly coached. And I feel like a lot of teams caught up to what they were doing. They didn't really have answers, adjustments to the blitz and getting the proper protections when teams decided to blitz them. And that was a big part of it last season, and he really couldn't get comfortable with playing the position. Fast forward to now, he's in a new system again, and the guy's been in a new offensive system, seems like every year of his football life. And now adjusting to this system, starting to learn all the details and the intricacies of this system, and it'll take some time. But I just believe if Kellen Moore stays around a couple of years, and you know how these guys, when they're hot coordinators, they get stolen for the next team that needs one or needs a head coach. But if he's able to hang in this system for at least a couple of years, I think it's the right system that would fit him well. And it's also one of these systems that I think is quarterback friendly, that just makes things very manageable for the quarterback position.
Hanging out with Mike Quick, the Eagles color analyst. Mike, look, it's no secret. It's been one of the things talked about around the NFL. The Falcons struggled offensively last week. Very vanilla game plan. However, the Eagles, you give up 29 points, you know, in Brazil last week. How do you think Green Bay attacked them? And is there anything that, you know, possibly they need to shore up before they face the Falcons this week?
So that was a tough one because I think the field conditions down there just made the game a difficult game. And you could see it from the very first offensive snap where Saquon got the ball and there was a zone play out to the right and he loses his footing right away. And this happened throughout the night. But in terms of what – I don't think that Green Bay really had, you know, their A game either. Because I think they are going through a lot of changes, the quarterback position, the offensive line, and they just really in this part of the season, most of what you see is just not true. It's a lie. This is not the team that you're going to see in Atlanta in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's not the team in Green Bay that we're going to see in 2-3 weeks, and I don't believe it's the team in Philadelphia that in 2-3 weeks we're going to see. In the preseason, you don't get guys playing real football. You know, you have this choreographed dance going on, and then you go to the regular season where guys are actually hitting each other, and you realize that, okay, this is a different game. The speed is faster. When the ball is snapped, you get a completely different picture from the pre-snap. There's a whole lot of moving parts, a whole lot of things going on that you really don't see in the preseason. So now we're getting the football, and you start to, after 2-3 games, start to figure out who these teams really are.
Well, speaking of that, last year the Philadelphia defense, Mike, kind of struggled late in the season, especially that defensive line. They kind of got the ball around them a lot. That started last week again. What is, you know, you've got guys we're familiar with, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. These guys are freaking space eaters, all right? They got double team written all over them on both of them. Why have they struggled against the run, though, the last, I would say, half a season or so?
Well, I would say one of the things is that in football, and certainly in Philadelphia, there's not a major priority. There are not a lot of resources allocated to the linebacker position. And then that's where you really, when you have these big guys like Jordan, like Jalen, they're going to take up space. They're going to get people. Most times you're going to have two guys blocking a guy like Jordan, like Jalen Carter. Then it's important that the linebackers come in field, the safeties come in field when they have gap responsibilities. And a lot of it is that, just not being gap sound and everybody making sure that their head is where it needs to be in terms of the run game and plugging all the holes in the run game.
Hey, Mike, so when it comes to Kirk Cousins, and a lot was made about his health, but he's come out this week and said that he felt good during that game against the Steelers. How can the Eagles defense try to put the pressure on him?
He felt good?
I didn't feel good.
That's what he said on the Rich Eisen show. That's what he said on the Rich Eisen show.
Those are his words, not ours.
Yeah. I know he's a good quarterback, but it's so hard to come back from the type of injury that he had as quickly as he's trying to come back. And it's one thing to physically feel okay, and I can't even imagine that he's feeling 100%. But then the other part is getting over the mental part so that you can just flow, you can just play without any hesitation, and you're back to being your normal self. I cannot imagine that in this short period of time that he's back to that. So I just believe that he's not going to be the same player for a while. And, I just don't think he's quite there yet. And when you don't run with Kirk Cousins play-action passes, there's an issue there. There's a reason why. And I just have to believe that there is some protection around the play calling just to make sure that, Kurt's okay.
Finishing up here with Mike Quick, Philadelphia Eagles analyst. Mike, I guess the final thing I want to talk to you about, and we've got just a few seconds here, but Jalen Hurts, to me, mobility-wise, we can talk about some of the passes, some of the turnovers. I don't know that he's as mobile, and the Falcons just dealt with Justin Fields, although they didn't know they were going to have to. But Jalen Hurts, to me, does not look like the mobile version we saw at the beginning of last year and the year before. What do you think about that?
I completely agree with you. Quite honestly, yes, he does try and run some of the RPO stuff still, but not having nearly the success that he's had in the past with it, and he doesn't look quite as spry as he's looked in the past. And I know that teams are better at defending that play now. You've got a lot of these coordinators. Last week, the coordinator from Halfley from Green Bay, he's a guy that's straight out of college football, so they understand that because that's what they see on Saturdays. So he's really good at teaching his defense how to defend that. So that's part of it. And the other part is, like you said, Jalen doesn't appear to be as swift, as fast, as quick as he's looked in the past. So I don't know if it's the lingering injury, because he did have some things going on last season, and I don't know if that's still an issue or if he's just not as quick as he once was.
We'll see what happens then on Monday night with both of these quarterbacks. Mike, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, no problem. Have a good day, guys.